What I talked to the guys was this. I told them I take responsibilities for today's practice. I know the way I designed practice, it was a very, very challenging practice. And I'll tell you in what regards. We had some guys going out there, like the first defense I saw them go out there, and they were scheduled to go 8 plays in a row, 9 plays in a row. And that's challenging. That's challenging. And normally at this point in time, you wouldn't do too much of that. You might go 4 reps, 5 reps, put them in situations, let them know. But we jumped into a situation like that. Now, to their credit, they pushed, man. They pushed their tails through it and really covered my butt on it. And it was good to see. But we got to do a better job of structuring practice. The reason why is because at this point in stage in practice, when you go 10, 11 reps, somewhere down there in a row, at times, you know, it gets to the point where you're not executing as well as you'd like. And we just got to keep that mindset of, you know, when you're going out there, if it's 3 plays or 4 plays, we're perfect in our execution. And that's what we strive for. But good competitive situations. The short yardage was good. We got that in. You saw that situation, the red zone situation. We worked all areas of the red zone. And I really thought that last period, both sides of the ball really competed well. So good practice. Guys came out on their first day of pads. I do think that we need some live work. So we'll look at that as possibly getting that in tomorrow where we go live. It just helps our pad level. It helps our tackling on the perimeter and inside. And I just think overall we're at the point now where we could use at least a period of that.
You're talking about possibly changing the makeup, the structure?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, or down the road.
No. We're not going to change how we structure it. Just maybe how we rotate guys. And then just maybe one of the periods instead of a thud period. We just go and we might make it live.
Okay.
We'll take a look at it today and see where our health is. But I just think that we do need a period of that.
So you don't want a 9-play drive with the defense on the field, right?
Well, no. I mean, no one wants that. But we have them, Vito. We'll structure a period that will say, defense, first defense, you're out there for 8 plays. You're out there for 8 plays, 9 plays. We'll put those guys in those situations in practice. But we try to design it because we also want to see the third group. We want to see the third group. And I have to do a better job of emphasizing that with our staff to say, hey, let's make the rotations fit so we get a chance to see our third group as well. And I know, you know what, the coaching staff is competing. And sometimes when you get that first group in there, you want to get them a lot of reps to get them caught up in all the scheme things. But it's still a process. It's still a process, and we need to see everybody get on tape.
You know, Gus, you said you challenged them today. The effort was there. What about the overall execution production today?
Well, I thought at times the execution was good. But, you know, when you see those long – when you're out there for long periods of drives, you know, we've got to be able to execute on every one of those plays. We're not quite there yet, but we don't need to be there yet now. It's a process for them, and it's a building process. You'd like to get them to fully understand everything. Now put them in those situations so they can execute, and there's not a lot of questions at play 7 or 8 or 9 because it just slows them down. You know what? He came up to us. He felt like he was in good shape. He really wanted to go. And so we came up with a plan to limit his reps. We'll see as we go in there and see how it turned out. I know we were very cautious with his reps and which period he was going to get the reps, but he said that it felt pretty good.
Henny had the chance to take a ton of snaps today. Do you think he took advantage of that?
Yeah, I mean, we'll evaluate that on tape. But, like I said, I was concentrating some in the back end, just watching it. So to give you a fair evaluation of that, I need to watch the tape to see. But I know, he competes every day. So that's my hopes.
What's Cyprian's status?
He felt better. I know there's a couple days where he kind of stayed the same. Uh-huh. And then I think yesterday it improved again. So we're hoping now that he's on the back end of it.
Well, I mean, any prognosis by next week? You hope to have him?
Oh, yeah, we hope to have him by next week. Yeah.
What about Blackman? We'll see another week.
Blackman's doing really well.
Really well.
Blackman's doing really well. I know that they have speeded up some of his rehab. I mean, normally where a guy is at the 6-week, you do it. They're trying to get some of that done this week. So. I know both of them. I know Price is starting to get better. Milham, it's still up in the air. We got to make some decisions with him to see what our plan is. I'll visit with Dave on that.
You got on Ray Polk.
What's that?
You got on Ray the rookie Polk. What was he doing this drive?
Well, you know, it's a short yard situation, and it's really a great learning opportunity for the whole team. And, you know, I think it's at that point, you have to be ready every play. But when it's third and one, you have to get lined up quickly and get ready to go. So it was more or less just to create urgency in the whole defense.
The first day of full pads, without, you know, before you look at the tape, what do you think of what you got out of the defensive tackle? Some of the big guys were able to bang a little bit.
Good. We did a pods drill down there earlier. Again, I think you'll see a lot of our drills are designed for pad level. And, you know, so it's good. But that is a process. I saw some high pad level, especially in short yardage. You know, but that will come. You know, they get knocked back. They get their pad level down. The offensive line's got the same challenges, you know, to get their pad level. So we have to get them both working together so that they get better on it. And, you know, for the first day, good execution, but we just got to work on pad level on both sides.
Ball seemed to be on the ground a lot today.
What's that?
The ball seemed to be on the ground a lot, fumble passes, pitches, and stuff
like that. Yeah, I mean, because you saw there was some, you know, different guys back there at playing that quarterback spot. And, you know, we continue to work with that. We're not losing faith because of that, but we're going to stick to our plan and continue to practice it and give it a fair shot. That's what preseason's for.
Coach, what have you seen out of Tyson so far?
I thought Tyson, the first day, was getting a feel for things, but then after that, the next couple of days, he's getting more comfortable in the spot. And I know talking with Coach Wash, he's pleased at the progress he's making. And I think it's been better for him physically to be more on the perimeter than inside as well.
Is Kafka moving ahead of Scott?
You know what? Kafka, he's doing a good job. What happens in his case is, you know, where guys, this is their third or fourth time seeing it, it's really his, you know, first or second time seeing it. So if you would say, is he behind the other guys? You know, he's right where we thought, just because, you know, we need to get him some reps, and he'll get his opportunity. But the challenge for him is to take advantage of it, just like he had today.
What do you want to get out of having?
When you have to watch the tape, what have you seen the last couple of
days? It's just really steady play, really steady play. I mean, in one-on-ones, in 9-on-7 team, he's just really steady. And that's a good feeling to have a guy like that out there. He's learning. He told me that, you know, he's still continuing learning the speed of the game and the challenges that we face every day. But, you know, I know George and myself, when we watched him, it just felt like his progress has been really, really good.
Mike Brown, how do you evaluate him so far?
He's been great. I say that now. He's been really, really good. And the challenge for him now is consistency. You know, it's good to do that today. It's good to, or yesterday. Good to do that again today. But now let's do it again tomorrow and not fade. And he's been living up to that challenge. So it'll be interesting to see how he continues to progress.
Another good day for Deion Robinson. I feel like all that extra work he's putting in has really helped him with Boston.
Yeah. You know what? And I think didn't you ask Vito yesterday about him punt returning? And we did take less off of him because of that. And, you know, we guided him more towards kickoff return, some of the things he's doing offensively. So we're taking some things off of his plate to see if that, you know, just frees up his mind a little bit more.
What do you want to get when you put him at Wildcat? What's the, you know, what are you trying to get out of that?
You know what? It gives you an opportunity. It does strain the defense. You know, it causes the defense to go in a different mindset. When he's back there and the plays and the possibilities that can be created from it. So, but he's got to be able to take care of the ball. He's got to be able to take care of the ball. If we can't have ball security and feel confident in that, then you may not see it.
How's the progress in the ball security?
It's better, but not where we want it. Not where we want it.
Yeah, I think he had like 7 or 8 touches, pitches, Wildcat. Is that what you would like to see?
No, Vito, what we do is, if you remember what I said earlier, we may take a guy and a specific practice, try to see what he can do in that practice. You remember?
Yeah.
So we might say, okay, let's see what Denard can do. Pick out one guy in particular, because we're trying to find playmakers, you know, and we've done that throughout, and you saw him get a lot of touches today, so it gives us a chance to evaluate.
So today was his day to see what he can do?
It may be. It may have been.
So how'd he do?
Well, we'll take a look at it on film. You know, we got to, you know, that's why you film every practice, to take a look at it. And you know, we don't need him or, you know, everybody to be perfect right now, but that's where we strive to get to.